Now, in addition to the congressional races, there are a number of governor's races around the country this fall, and we're going next to Michigan, where Republicans have a good chance to capture the governor's office. It's a Democratic-leaning state, has been for some years, but the state's economy has taken a huge hit. The Tea Party movement has been quite active in Michigan, but the Republican candidate for governor, Rick Snyder, has kept his distance. Michigan Public Radio's Rick Pluta has our report.
Country music blares between speeches at this Tea Party rally in front of Michigan's state capitol in Lansing.
Are you ready to Tea Party? I can't hear you!
Most of the Republicans seeking statewide offices are here to let the Tea Partiers know they too consider themselves true conservatives and Tea Party patriots. But one is noticeably absent. Venture capitalist Rick Snyder has not embraced the Tea Party movement like other Republicans. Snyder got the nomination by letting a crowded field split the conservative vote. Snyder won the center and even attracted some crossover Democrats, spending almost $6 million of his own money to brand himself.
Rick Snyder for Michigan. He's one tough nerd.
Snyder's message of business-like competence has trumped other issues in a state with one of the nation's highest unemployment rates and a history of government gridlock. But Snyder has ruffled conservatives with his stands allowing rape and incest victims to have abortions and favoring stem cell research. He opposes gay marriage but would allow civil unions. He says a right-to-work law isn't worth arguing about. Snyder is a longtime Republican. He served as a college volunteer for President Gerald Ford. He says most people agree on what's wrong with Michigan, and Tea Partiers are no exception.
The Tea Party people are upset about the size of government and how government operates and not seeing a return from government. One of the reasons I'm running is I'm unhappy with that. I'm upset. It's not right. The average citizen, whether you're a Tea Party person or not, is upset.
Snyder's Democratic opponent is Lansing Mayor Virge Bernero, a traditional Democrat trying to rally his party's base with a populist message that Snyder outsourced jobs when he worked for Gateway Computers.
He's been part of the problem. Wall Street has led the charge to outsource our jobs, and I want to see our jobs here.
Snyder's denied that charge, and so far at least, it doesn't seem to be sticking. Recent polls show Snyder leading by double digits with independents breaking towards Snyder. Snyder even leads among union households.
There's been a lot of obituaries written for more moderate Republicans, just like there have been for more moderate Democrats.
Professor John Green is at the University of Akron.
And part of that is that we have a lot of polarization in American politics that's pulling people towards the extremes. But frankly, most Americans remain moderate in their policy views, whether they're Republicans or Democrats, and so moderates keep getting reborn.
At the Tea Party rally in Lansing, Cheryl Schultz says she didn't vote for Snyder in the primary, precisely because she saw him as too moderate.
He's not a social conservative. I think he's a fiscal conservative.
Mm-hmm. Is that good enough for you?
We'll take it.
And if voters, like Cheryl Schultz, help put Rick Snyder in the governor's office, it would once again erase the epitaph that's been written time and time again for the Republican moderate. For NPR News, I'm Rick Pluta in Lansing, Michigan.